This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 at the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat opened at 3:49, down one on the open. July, 3:63, down a half. September, 3:76, down a quarter. December, 3:93, down a quarter. March, 4:08 and a half, down three quarters on the open. May corn opened at 2:30 and three quarters, down a quarter on the open. July, 2:42 and a quarter unchanged. September, 2:52 and three quarters, down a quarter. December, 2:65 and three quarters unchanged. March, 2:75 and a half unchanged. May, 2:81 and a quarter, down a quarter on the open. May oats opened at 1:78, down one on the open. July, 1:86 and a quarter. That was up 2 1/4 on the open. May soybeans opened at 577 and a half, down 2 on the open. July, 593, down a quarter. August, 596 and a half, down 2. September, 603, down a half. November, 612 and a half, down 1 1/4. January, 620, down 1 1/2. March, 627 and a half, down a quarter on the open. May soybean meal open at 173.70, unchanged on the open. July, 174.30, down 10. May soybean oil open at 24.68, down 10 on the open. July, 25.20, down 6. Over at the Merck, April feeders open at 101 even, up 40 on the open. May, 125, up 30. August, 101.75, up 37.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 79.80, up 5 on the open. June, 73.45, down 7.5. May lean hogs opened at 65.60, up 20 on the open. June, 65.65, up 32.5. July, 66.70, up 5. August, 65.35, up 2.5 on the open. And May bellies opened at 83.80, up 95 points on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Are any planters rolling out there today?
Not yet. The cold temperatures plus bringing the moisture to the top of the ground and also the rain overnight, basically the planters are stopped. People are hoping to get going maybe late today or tomorrow. My hunch is it'll be more tomorrow on planting.
Chicago Board of Trade announces this morning that electronic side-by-side trading will take place with open outcry trading in grains commodities beginning on August 1st. In what ways might that change fundamentally how trade happens? Might it mean, for example, greater volume in nearby contracts?
My general impression is that basically sends a message to the world that the Chicago Board of Trade can handle any and all volume that's sent that direction in an orderly market fashion, and it shows a very definite step in market sophistication, and it does create a new era in the marketing of grains and trading the futures market. So it's a monumental landscape, and it should, in my opinion, improve the value of the Chicago Board of Trade stock.
Let's go ahead and look at the markets today. Soybeans down a little bit today after, what's been a fairly good week. Midweek, we're on track to have a higher close, a higher settlement than a week ago, which was at 604. Paul, if we get that higher settlement in the November contract, are we moving sideways to higher in your official opinion?
Well, you know, the 40-day moving average looks like on the May beans is 577.5, and we're basically teasing a trend change. Officially, as of this very minute, the trend in soybeans is lower. At our Outlook meeting last week, the elevator people that were there basically said the farmer's storing basically 2.5 times more beans than he did a year ago. The impression is, you know, from our sources and my sources, that we, when we visit the commercial people, there is this storage of more soybeans. We know soybean harvest is still in full swing in South America. The soybean oil has captivated the imagination of the soybean speculator, basically putting more value in the soybean product from the oil. We're still basically trying to fully understand everything. Is it a soybean oil, crude oil equation? Is it a message where we're going to see in time more soybean oil going to soy diesel? Or is it just a relationship? And is there new technology or somebody on the block that's coming out and spending a large sum of money in the next 6 months to a year? Those are still questions in the marketplace, but the feeling is there is new technology to convert soybean oil into soy diesel, and that might be some of the answer as well.
And what kind of numbers, then, would you say that would change this from a teasing of an upward trend to an actual upward trend?
Well, if we see beans, May beans, close above 580, I think we'd have to declare a victory to the bull and say the trend is higher in the soybean market. We are getting reports from our Iowa friends that there is definitely going to be more acres of corn planted in that big state. You know, that would mean in the neighborhood of, I think, about 400,000 to 500,000 acres more corn acres, and of course that means less beans. We don't necessarily find that there is a big acreage shift in corn here in the state of Illinois. Of course, there's some delayed plant out there and the forecast for rain this weekend. So we don't sense that there is the big shift, but at least our Iowa friends say that there is going to be some acreage increase in that big producing state.
Turn our attention to the corn market, where in the July contract we were lower at one point today, down to 241.5. Of course, there's a gap left over there between 31 March and 30 March, between 245 and 239. It's been trying to fill that gap the last couple of sessions. But now back to the upside, July 243, 243 and a quarter, now up three quarters. What's your thinking on that July chart, and are we potentially seeing an island top form here?
Well, number one, if July corn closes above the 243 mark today, the trend is still up. The general feeling, of course, is after the president's energy message, you know, corn and ethanol and energy are on everybody's topic of conversation. You know, when you turn over to some of the energy-traded stocks in the United States with ethanol connections, it has been very profitable to be in that business. Our general impression is that there is a feeling in the industry that the government didn't get the acreage exactly right on the planted intentions report. Maybe there is a slight shift to more corn. But it nevertheless is that the 150 bushel yield per acre, if that is not met, then we are going to have to buy additional acres and use high-priced inputs to keep from the carryovers from being substantially reduced in the 2007 time frame. So there is a general feeling that the corn is basically fairly adequately priced. There's no major downfall in the corn price based on the fundamentals on April 26, 2006.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat, 445, up 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat, 351.5, up 1.5. July, 364.75 now, 364.5, up 1.25. May corn, 232.25, up 1.25. July, 243.75, up 1.5. September, 253.75, up 3/4. December, 266.75, up 1. May beans, 576.5, down 3. July, 590.75, down 2.5. August, 595.5, down 3. November, 611, down 2.75. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.